It's time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
It's good to have you on board. We're live in Vegas, South Point Sportsbook. Mitch Moss, Polly Howard. We will get into upset alerts and some week two stat leader props coming up here in a few minutes. Thomas Peters right now, your current leader at Wingfoot U.S. Open. He is 2 under for the day. He is through seven. He has a one-stroke lead right now over Justin Thomas.
So he's 6 under for the tournament.
Huh?
Let's go, guys. Come on.
My guy, Matthew Wolf, bogeyed number one.
Oh.
Bad start to the day. Paul Stone tweeted this out 10 minutes ago. It's early, but already quite clear that Wingfoot's going to have more bite today.
I would hope so.
Me too.
Ridiculous yesterday. Two hole-in-ones. Guys carving up the course. Give me a break. The cut line's two over as of now. How's that bet with Phil?
Well, that's
Phil 9 over. Tiger's in trouble. DJ's in trouble. A lot of big names are going to miss the cut.
We were hoping the winner would be like two over.
Right.
On Sunday.
Yeah.
Not the cut line.
Yeah. A lot of people didn't like the coverage. I didn't have a problem with it.
Here's the problem.
Bouncing around.
Oh, yeah. You had to find it at four different networks.
Golf Channel. I don't know what they're doing today. They started Golf Channel today. They don't have it now today. Yesterday was Golf Channel. Now it's what? Peacock? Peacock, NBC, Golf Channel. Yesterday was what? Golf Channel, NBC, Peacock. I think that's what it went. I have the Peacock, $5.99.
You like it so far?
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay.
The NBC. Well, I have to get it for the Premier League. They're really sticking it to you with the Premier League, too. They're everything they can. Peacock. There's so many games that they're not showing on national TV already on NBC. They're just shoving the peacock down your throat.
Why would you want to confuse the people who want to watch your sport this much?
Either A, they don't
show coverage on TV, or now B, you got to flip it around to four different networks, throughout the entire day.
$5.99 a month, that can't beat that, though. That's a bargain.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Fat Pat.
Let me run some games by you this week to tell me whether or not I need to be drug tested or a team could be on upset alert.
Wow, Michael Carolina Panthers. I mean, you could have something here with Tampa Bay's this year's Cleveland. And maybe it's over for Tom. Who knows? Rule's a good coach. They moved the ball on offense against the Raiders.
That they did.
Defense is horrendous. Maybe Tom throws a couple picks. They're still not on the same page.
If they call a different play on fourth down, maybe they win that game last week rather than giving it to McCaffrey.
That's right.
Gave it to the fullback, which was silly.
I could see that. I can't make a case for the Texans. Not only that, the other thing, Duke Johnson and Cooks are questionable too.
Oh, yeah.
They might be without those guys.
And their first round pick, offensive lineman, and J.J. Watt.
Okay.
It was questionable.
I could see Arizona going down. I could see it. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but other than that,
there's a path to victory there for Washington.
Uh-huh.
No doubt in my mind. How about Atlanta at Dallas?
Yes.
Can the Falcons win this game?
They could.
I think so, too. And so, again, the number opened up 7. Dallas now down to 4. Look at that total, 54. If this is going to be a shootout, which I think it absolutely should be, Matty Ice can chuck it, and he'll put up a lot of yards against this defense. By the way, the Cowboys' defense completely banged up. Welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. So I do like Falcons as a possible team to be on upset alert this week. Vikings at Colts Colts are only 3.5 in this game. So many questions about that defense, though, from week one with how many guys are without.
I can't call that an upset.
Yeah, okay. You mentioned the Baltimore-Houston game. Again, the Texans to beat that team. Patriots at Seahawks?
Yeah.
It's the NFL we're talking about, though.
4 point, 3.5 point spread. Nah.
How about Jags at Titans? Or Lions at Packers? I say no on that one. If they have four guys out again, going back to my point from last hour.
Yeah, that's like the Giants and Bears. I would like the Giants if all these guys don't play for Chicago on defense, because I think they can get Barkley going, and there'll be a concerted effort to do so. Not to mention, I still don't trust Trubisky. But Lions, that's incredible. That's embarrassing. 11 times under Patricia, they've led in the fourth quarter and lost. Although he comes out and says, I was part of the biggest stop in Super Bowl history.
Yeah, that's my answer.
Okay. 11 times they've blown a fourth quarter lead under him.
How about in college football this week? Central Florida laying all those points to Georgia Tech on the road. And Paul Stone made a point yesterday on the show. One of his three plays was Georgia Tech plus 7.5. The angle here would be with Central Florida missing those 10 guys who opted out before the season started. on the road against a Power 5 team.
I just don't think Blackman's a good quarterback. And it just why Florida State can't get a stud quarterback? The kid can't play.
Yeah.
But can Georgia Tech do it again after winning as a 13-point dog? Can they come back and do it again after being a big story of the last couple of days of college football and everyone telling them how great they are? But the other good news would be could Milton come back? That'd be something for Central Florida. That could be a ways off.
That was almost like an Alex Smith injury with how bad that leg was for him.
Yeah. I wanted to make the case for Boston College, but it's the new coach angle, debut for BC.
Yeah.
I think Cutcliffe will have Duke ready to go. They hung in there against Notre Dame. Other than that, not a lot to choose from.
Okay. How about SMU at North Texas?
No.
North Texas, again, they played Houston Baptist in week one. Yeah.
But Texas Tech almost lost to them.
No, I know that. So. And North Texas put up 700 yards. They were balanced running the football and throwing the ball. And SMU, I watched that game against Texas State. I was not impressed by SMU. I know some people are high on this team again this year.
I would go I'd go Louisiana Monroe, and I would go Louisiana Tech. I would put Southern Miss and Texas State on upset alert.
I'm going to throw in Baylor. At home against Houston. Opening number 10, now down to 4. But that's still a pretty decent money line bet right now on Houston at plus, was it 150, I think, at last check?
After what happened last week, my God, dogs were barking. In the Sun Belt, the Coastal Carolina win, what the Sun Belt was able to pull off. Whew.
It's like Baylor doesn't have a
huge
lot of
dogs.
Though.
Huge dogs. What was the other? What's the game? Campbell? Would you bet the Campbell game?
Well, Campbell plus 32 for the first half, 21.
Comes down to a 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
It was great.
I'm telling you, I would not be surprised again tomorrow if we get that again. Who knows? Maybe 6 hours before kickoff. An hour and a half, whatever. Hey, look at this. We're without 19 guys today. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me open up the app and fire away.
But this is also the NFL and the overreaction. I think we're getting carried away with the Rams, too. The defense hung in there in the second half. They were fortunate with the PI call that went against Dallas. But, I mean, it was an atrocious display by Philly. Now, they did lead 17-0, but they couldn't protect Wentz. But you're going to get guys back on the O-line. Johnson says he's playing. You're going to get Sanders back.
Right.
240 yards of offense, couldn't run the ball at all, and then they get run out against Washington. But now to see, you know, a 4-point move here, the odds makers aren't going to blow it that bad in an NFL game. And like Adam said, did the Goff checklist, under pressure, on the road, completely different quarterback. So Peterson will know, and rest assured, Schwartz will dial up. He loves to bring pressure. He'll unleash hell on you.
Mm-hmm.
So this part of the game plan, which McVay did a good job. It worked in the first half, but not in the second half. You mentioned the high scoring first half, and the game died. Both coaches did an excellent job with halftime adjustments.
Yeah.
So it was what they want to do is just bam, get rid of it quick, and will they be able to run the ball like they did against Dallas? I think Philly will be able to contain Brown and Akers.
Well, I think people look at the end result of that Rams game and they say, hey, look, they won this game against the Cowboys. They came in with a better power rating, obviously, than the Rams this year. But really, if McCarthy puts the 3 points on the board, right, and they win that game maybe in overtime, I wonder what people are thinking then. Or, as you said, if they actually get that call right and don't throw the flag on the offensive PI and the Cowboys win that game by 4 to 7 points, I don't know if we get this total overreaction. But, you know, concerns about that Philly offensive line, if, in fact, they are going to be banged up again, I think Lane Johnson is going to play, though, the way it sounds. But if Donald can, how are they going to slow down Aaron Donald? He should be living in that Philly backfield this week. So, stat leader props for week two.
This is good.
Tied in with, and I need to make this clear. So, we'll go based on Paul Charchin's top 10 or top 15 ratings for week two. Now, these are fantasy ratings, which could mean yards, touchdowns, you know, in PPR leagues, catches, obviously. But also, it sets up for favorable matchups, right? So based on William Hill's numbers and how Charch sees the top 15 running backs this week to lead the league in rushing yards, Zeke is 6-1. Cowboys against Atlanta on Sunday. Zeke has the number one best overall matchup, according to Charch. Derrick Henry, and this, by the way, is only for the games Sunday and Monday. So last week, Derrick Henry with 116 yards, he cashed out at plus $6. On Sunday against Jacksonville, he's 5-1, and he is Charch's second best running back based on matchups this week.
Okay.
Remember the numbers from the last two games. 396 yards rushing, six touchdowns against Jacksonville.
Uh-huh.
The rookie for KC, number three, according to Charch, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who had a $138 against the Texans. He's 12-1 against the Chargers. I don't want to touch him. I don't want to touch Alvin Kamara, although it's the Raiders defense we're talking about. Aaron Jones is 30-1 for the Packers against Green Bay. He's number five on Chargers' list.
Against the Lions?
Yep.
Yeah, 30. Okay.
Nick Chubb not listed because it's a Thursday night game.
Yeah.
Jake Saints defense is good. I bet Jacobs last week that almost cashed. I'm not betting him 12 to 1 this week because the Saints run defense is so good.
And I gave out Matt Ryan at 8-1 and Julio 12-1, and those both cashed. And it was the garbage time analysis that came in. Receiving leaders, he's got Adams number one, who's 8-1 at William Hill. Julio also number two, he's at 8-1.
Well, Adams could go absolutely berserk again this week.
But I will, I won't go chalk here, even though it's a good price. I want half a unit on T.Y. Hilton at 18-1 and Adam Thielen 12-1. Okay, so you know they're throwing to Hilton anyways, and the Vikings couldn't cover anybody last week. Charch already said he expects a big game out of Hilton and Campbell. Hilton also had a couple drops.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to hear about it too. And the big one on fourth down against Jacksonville when they were driving. So I think Hilton has a big game, and I expect the game to be a shootout regardless. And Thielen had over 100 yards in the loss against Green Bay. Now, whether they match him up with Rhodes or whatever, I'm sure he burned him all the time in practice too. I don't know exactly what the assignment's going to be. But you don't have Diggs anymore. Who's Cousins throwing to? And they might be down 14 in the fourth quarter.
Could be.
I think Thielen has a good play at 12-1 and Hilton at 18. I think, and Scandling, how many times did he burn the Vikings? Remember, he dropped one bomb.
And dropped another pass.
And wide open on 3rd and 8. And then he had another long touchdown against the Vikings. So there were several times, where guys are running wide open down the field and Rodgers finding them. Oh. So I think Hilton could have a 50-yard touchdown.
Mm-hmm. How about Monday night? I put a small bet on Emmanuel Sanders at 25-1. He did not qualify in Chargers' top 10 receiver rankings this week. But the thought here is, Thomas banged up with the ankle. I'm fearful of Drew Brees, though, in the arm. That's obviously one big concern. But you could see where this might be in a shootout. First ever game here in Las Vegas. Derek Carr, I don't think they're going to be able to run the football that well, so he might have to put it up a lot. Brees could do the same thing against that defense. So I took Sanders at 25-1, going to be the number one wide receiver option for Brees this week. And I did take, actually, on running backs, I took Jonathan Taylor at 40-1. Small bet again, pizza money on him. I think he was number 11 in Chargers rankings, and he's going to be like the bell cow now for the Colts, and they get this Vikings defense.
How about passing leaders?
Mm-hmm.
This is Lamar's number one, Dak's number two. They're both 4-1 with the field. Rodgers is 8-1. Josh Allen, his fourth rated quarterback, is 25-1. 300 yards last week. Yeah, you never know.
Sure,
but that's more of. I mean, what does the leader in a clubhouse have to? I mean, what's realistic? Someone's going to throw for 370.
I was going to say 375.
You got to fade Mahomes. That's the other thing. Mahomes had the Thursday game. You got to fade Mahomes. You have to fade Roethlisberger. That's going to be tough. Eh. Maybe Murray. How about Murray 18-1?
Against that, yeah.
I could see it, yeah. Well, if he's going to throw to Hopkins 16 times.
No, I know. And they're running that many plays, right? What was it, 23 seconds per play last week? Adam Chernoff's breakdown. We could see like 60 points in this Cowboys Falcons game though too, and Matt Ryan 7-1.
Yes,
he went crazy coming back against the Seahawks last week. How about Rodgers 8-1? Again against the Lions and that defense.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it's true though. But see how many guys are out. I mean, this is half the league's questionable this week.
Yep.
Half the league. So that's funky.
Yeah. So you made the case earlier for the Seahawks. You like the -4 against the Patriots on Sunday night.
Yeah.
This team in prime time, so good over the years.
And you can find 3.5. Where did you see that, John? The 3.5 on Seattle. You don't know? The thing here is I think we're giving New England too much credit for what happened against Miami. And I don't think they have the weapons to exploit the weaknesses in Seattle's secondary and the issues that they have. And while Cam looked good at throwing the ball at times, Edelman's banged up and Harry's banged up too. But do you trust Harry getting open and being a difference maker? I mean, everyone knows where the ball's going.
No, I don't.
No, you can't. He was terrible last year. He's been a bust. Another bust. So the way Wilson played? And, oh, gee, John. So all these guys that lost, all these guys that they lost and opted out defensively, I think what Wilson did against Atlanta, if they allow him to play like that again, open it up, don't go conservative, that he can have a big game through the air. But again, there's conflicting trends. The great numbers with Seattle in primetime and Belichick as a dog.
Sure. 8-2, last 10. I do see 3.5 globally right now at one book anyway. So here in Las Vegas, would have to do a double check on that. Cowboys now 4.5, by the way, it looks at some books. Total is 54, again, like we talked about. I think Atlanta can win that game. We just ran that down in upset alert. And do the Packers touch 7 in this game on Sunday? They're 6.5 pretty much everywhere now.
Yeah, let me tell you another thing. All the teasers? Oh, my God.
Well, every teaser. The books, the public, you're right.
Oh, there's so many games that the people, they're lined up for teasers. Everyone will have the Packers on a teaser. Public, I'm talking about.
Yep.
Everyone will have
Baltimore,
the Bills. They'll probably tease the 49ers, too, because the Jets look like a high school team.
Right.
And they'll tease Tampa Bay.
And the Chiefs.
Uh-huh. Seattle's 3.5 at Caesars. Thank you. Yep, they'll be all on the teasers.
Oh, Pittsburgh's another one, by the way.
Yeah, you're right about, there's another one.
They're 7.5. It's shaping up to just be a hammering for the books this week against the public. If all these favorites come in and they get there with the teasers,
I can't say, this is infuriating. You're in so many contests, you can't wait. Football's here, all right, no great news with the COVID and everything, and it's like, I hate the card. I got to put my picks in later. I can't find 3 games I like.
Well, how do you like this? We had to put in, for Point Spread Weekly, we're required to put in 5 bets like on Monday night or Tuesday morning right away. 5 bets in the NFL on a Tuesday or college this year with the COVID.
I passed. I said I punt. I can't do it.
I can't do college in the NFL in a week like this. I'm just like, God, I don't like anything. And by the way, of the numbers that I already bet, they're long gone. So what do I say? Hey, Matt, let me buy you In-N-Out next time, but squeeze in there. I got the Rams plus 3.5, would you?
Mm-hmm.
Slide that one past everybody else. Put in, I have 50 on the total for the Falcons and the Cowboys, even though it's 52.5 right now.
Yeah.
Like the numbers are ready. The games I bet on Sunday were vanished, you know.
More I think about it, you can really make a case for Carolina Sunday. A lot of what Tampa Bay did was penalties. And PI calls.
Oh, yeah.
That was one.
Was that 100 yards?
It was out of control.
PIs?
I know, and Tom certainly struggled. And the pick 6 was atrocious. The other thing, why I can make a case for the Jets game under, the 49ers, like the Bears, were also 2 of 11 on third down.
Yep, bad.
And I believe it was Chris Spielman who just said, boy, Garoppolo, oh, my God. Good route. It's there. Bad throw. He must have said that several times with Garoppolo.
Well, I tell you, by the way.
And then he's the reason Kittle got hurt.
Just going to say that, yeah.
Hung him out to dry.
Of course.
Come on, man.
I wonder what that does for a tight end, by the way, or a receiver. When that happens, you're like, you go back to the locker room after the game. You're like, dude, come on. Make a better pass. Yeah. I'm not going to get banged up.
I'll give you another one. What are the Patriots doing to kicker? Because Folk came out and wasn't even close on that field goal attempt. Yeah. I watched much of that Patriot game.
Well, remember that.
And he comes out. He's not even close. So then the other kid with the tattoo business, I don't know what the latest is there. Our friends in Nesson can help out. But Folk was the guy. He was terrible.
Yeah.
So I guess you saw what Gostkowski did. So as always, Belichick knows. But that's something to look at with special teams there, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, 19 missed field goals in week 1. Again, just like... You can't trot these guys out there. You know who's going to do that again this week, probably? Watch this. It'll be 10-0 Chiefs. Chargers will have a 4th-and-3 at the 29-yard line. Let's kick the field goal. That's what he'll do when you absolutely have to have touchdowns to beat that guy.
Yeah.
All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
I got 3 more other trends I'll run down because we've been promoting Point Spread Weekly and the great work that Mackinnon does. You lose week 1, divisional game, ATS by you lose week 1 ATS by 15 or more, you're 84% in week 2. That's on Philly since 2007. Although Cleveland was an angle too, and they took a tough beat. Week 1 favorites 6 or more and you lose outright, 79% in week 2. That's San Francisco and Indy. That goes back to 2002.
Okay.
And a week 2 teams that are favored or a dog by 3 or fewer versus an opponent that scored 30 or more. 71% ATS since 2003. That's Saints and Colts from Point Spread Week.
Great stuff. This is your last chance to subscribe to VSiN before our rates increase. Pro Football Betting Guide, more than 100 pages. College Football Betting Guide, every team's in there with analysis and breakdowns. Daily emails, experts, best bets, 24/7 live video streaming as well. And Point Spread Weekly, it can be all yours if you sign up today. Rates will increase next week. Get it at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe. Win, lose, coming up next. Dedicated to helping you level up your full body grooming game, and they have forever changed the grooming game with their Perfect Package 3.0. The kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 3.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formulations to round out your manscaping routine. This is the best trimmer on the market. For those of you in need of a chest shave, the third generation trimmer features skin-safe technologies to reduce manscaping accidents. Subscribe to the Perfect Package and get a new blade refill for your lawnmower trimmer delivered to your door every 3 months. It's that convenient for a limited time. Subscribers get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag and the patented high-performance reduced chafing boxer briefs from Manscaped. Get 20% off right now with free shipping and the code VSIN20 at manscaped.com. 20% off, free shipping, manscaped.com. Use the code VSIN20. Time now for win-lose.
Rough night?
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night? How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
All right.
Peter's still your leader at the U.S. Open, 6-under. And one correction. I thought it was going to be Miley. It's going to be Molly for the Reds. And I thought he was a lefty. He's a righty. So scratch that White Sox going against a lefty. 13-0 angle. That's an intriguing handicap, though, because the White Sox are in the playoffs for the first time since 08. They clinched last night. They probably had some peach crown, feeling good about themselves, and now they got to come back and take on the Reds, who had the day off and are waiting for them.
Yeah.
That's an interesting handicapping angle.
That's the go-to liquor of athletes everywhere.
Yeah, I would say.
Started by you.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Win some. Win, lose. Bad beats. It's been a rough couple of days here. I mean, yesterday was rough. Only one winner in baseball. They get not one, but two hole-in-ones on me. And then I had first quarter under in the Thursday night game. Two possessions. Field goal, long drive, and then Cleveland goes right down the field. Under 7.5, no good. Celtics heat over. Condolences, Mitch. 208. Could have been worse. Could have been the guy in Australia who had 158,000 on over 208. 46 points in the fourth quarter. No foul at the end. 106-101. I don't know what that third quarter was. And I cannot believe Spoelstra throws the zone at him, and the Celtics didn't know what to make of it. Miami, 10-1 straight up in ATS in the playoffs. Bad for the books. Angels, 155 up to 170, and Astros, 230 up to 250. They cannot hit. Well, no trash cans.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
It all makes sense now, right?
Sure it does. Win some. 154. Vital Vegas tweeted this out. Girl from Hawaii is in at the Fremont Casino. She hit 790,000. What a way to start your day. What a trip. On the Buffalo machine, Wednesday morning, she's waiting to get the paperwork and cashed out. She moves over. It's another one for 5,000. Incredible. What a time to be alive. 790 on the Buffalo game. A lot of big jackpots on
that game. I've played
that
before. It's so confusing to me. I don't know what's good.
You have to get the bonus and then spin, and you get that's how you get the jackpot.
Yeah, and then you got
to. How do you get the bonus?
I think a certain amount of Buffaloes have to appear on the screen.
Okay. And then, I want to try it.
But that's one of those things where, like, the whole machine shakes when it goes, Buffalo! And
right, yeah.
Like
sure.
This. Like, what's going on?
Sure, yeah. All right, good news here. Better late than pregnant, as I tweeted. Sisolak, what have you been doing? Made no sense. Finally, casino bars are going to be open Sunday evening, 11:59. Just in time for Monday Night Football, so everyone can get tanked up and play the machines at the casinos, at the bars, and watch the Raiders in the first Monday Night game in the brand-new stadium. There's the good news there. And Blue, what have you been up to? At Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram. Celery today. All right. Lean healthy. There he is. Got the hoodie on. Holds everything just like a human.
Sure.
Chopsticks, forks, and the celery. Get him some peanut butter. Very good. Lose some. Josh Donaldson hit a home run and got tossed. Everybody crossed home plate as he tried to kick dirt at the ump. Missed and then came back and he could get out of here. That was crazy after it was complaining about the strike zone. And there's the lose some $158,000 on over 208.5 in game two, Boston and New York. And win some, Tampa Bay Lightning. They won again last night. They're 10-1 in one goal games in the bubble. They're 6-1 in overtime. And they won every series clincher in overtime. Walk it off in overtime. All three series. Astonishing. 220 favorite in the Stanley Cup final against Dallas, which starts Saturday night.
Yeah. That should not be a thing, but for a certain stretch, you know, in a given season, that can actually happen where a team is like that over a 10, 12, 15 game sample size. But over like next year for that to continue, no way. No way will they be that good in overtime and whatnot. Email here from Brad.
Yeah, I saw this.
Did you hear that the head groundskeeper was livid with the USGA? Maybe because of pin placement, something else like that.
Yeah.
And I see golf people on Twitter right now saying that Wingfoot is way too easy again. Although, I don't know. It's not on right now because it's on Peacock. We don't have it in the studio. But Paul Stone said it had more bite today than it did yesterday.
I couldn't believe yesterday. I mean, that's totally...
way too...
You're not expecting that at all. Come on, guys.
Our in-pocket plays for the weekend coming up next.
Rothstein was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that. I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country. I'm serious. I had it down so cold.
When we were first hanging out together, he'd know if the quarterback was on coke.
I'll take Columbia for 20.
If his girlfriend was knocked up.
20 times on Columbia.
He'd get the wind velocity so he could judge the field goals. He even figured out the different bounce you got off the different kinds of wood they used on college basketball courts, you know? He'd be working on this day and night. There was nothing about a game he was going to bet that he didn't know.
He's got down at 6. I'll be down at 10.
Season after season, the was the only guaranteed winner I ever knew.
How many gamblers did I bail out last weekend with my game of the year? A $100 better made $10,000. A $500 better made $50,000. Well, I had 6 games on Sunday that I'm releasing absolutely free. These games are a burial, a blowout, a human lock. You can bet your children's, unborn children's, children on these 6 games. Absolutely.
It's that time of the week. Welcome back to the Odds Trader Studio. Time for In Pockets. By the way, I think that golf Twitter being sarcastic. Evidently, Wingfoot is being very difficult today, the way it looks. So, to recap from last night.
All right.
1-2-1. Lost some money, but my expected night was 3-0-1. So, Heat Celtics over 208.5. Somehow, someway, that lost. Joe Burrow, they run an RPO out of the shotgun, third and goal at the 2-yard line. He loses 7 yards, and I lose my bet. Over 23.5 was a loser.
I like the call.
Yeah, it was a great one. Rockies first five had a 2-0 lead. They get the push.
What happened? I shut it off. It was 2-0 in the fifth, and they got routed. The hell happened? I don't know.
It was a push, and I wasn't watching the game, and I just clicked on later, and I saw they got 2 in the fifth. So Rockies first five under 6.5. Was my one winner of the evening. Plays that I have this weekend, I bet this last weekend, Falcons Cowboys over 50. That's now up to 54. A 2-team 6-point teaser this week. Steelers -1, Chiefs -2.5. I do like the Ravens on teasers as well. And depending on who is in or out for the Lions, I would like the Packers on a teaser as well. Here you go. Now, I did this last week. It wasn't on the show. I'm going to do a 2-team money line underdog parlay. Last week I had...
Parlay?
Yeah. Yes, parlay. Uh-huh. Yes, parlay.
All right.
I had the Packers and the football team last week. That was a winner. I am going to go Houston Cougars on the money line, along with the Atlanta Falcons on the money line. A 2-team money line parlay right now pays about plus 590.
I do like the idea of a parlay.
What? No parlay. No.
Yes, parlay.
And it hits in the movie. Silver linings. Mm-hmm. Well done. All right. I'm in the, not only am I in the penalty box, it's a 5-minute major. So it's a extended power play here. It's ugly. Once again, for the second straight time, my team wins, but I had it in regulation because I wanted the better payout. Lightning win, but I had them in regulation. No good. Rockies, I don't know. Yeah, that goes up. Every time I give out a dog in baseball, they get obliterated. Have you noticed that? Giants get the win. Hudson gets hurt in the second inning. They couldn't score. What was that? I guess the fatigue. Pirates ended their 8-game winning streak. Fat Pat gets me. Then the other guy, I didn't know who that guy was. Another, 2 hole-in-1s. Ridiculous. I'm never betting that again.
Did anybody let you know, by the way, when that
oh, yeah. The second one? Got that right. Yeah, the first one. I mean, it's incredible. Phil to miss the cut. That looks beautiful. Plus $1.10. He was 9 over yesterday. Poor Phil. Did you see? I felt bad for the guy. Like on the fourth hole, he put it on the other tee box, and he goes, I'm so sick of this. I am so sick. I would have loved to book that guy's action who put $45,000 to win. And say, what do you want? Name your price, sir. What do you want?
So he could not hit a fairway coming into this tournament. Right. And yesterday it just completely continued. But he actually started birdie.
Yeah.
And then he fell off a cliff. So after birdie, think about that. He finished 11 over after that.
There we go.
At 9 over.
Welcome back, Wingfoot. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Peters for par. Not even close. So he drops. He bogeys. He's 500. Yeah. Okay. That wasn't even close, that putt. So here we go. Yeah. The listeners are right. It's got some bite today. All right, I'm sorry. Padres, I get excited with the live golf. Padres, Mariners over 8.5. It is in San Diego. They'll be the road team, though. It's Paddock against Kikuchi. Remember, every Paddock game has gone over, and I throw out the last one. He got hurt in the second inning. It became a bullpen game, and the bullpen was phenomenal. So let's just say it this way. Every time Paddock has gone, he hasn't been injured, every game's gone over but one. I'll say it that way. Game one over, Nuggets, Lakers over 210. I think the Lakers will dictate pace and get whatever they want down low and beat them up for the series and tonight. Seahawks 3.5 Sunday night against the Pats.
Are you intrigued at all by LeBron 4-1 triple-double?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
I think that's a pretty good number.
Sure. No 5 units for Mike. Group 2, Diamondbacks. Gallon's going. First 5 plus 150. Good price. He's going with Kikuchi. Yeah, you got to fade Paddock. Absolutely. Mariners, first 5 plus 165. Oh, Bundesliga's back today. I forgot about that. With fans.
It makes sense.
With fans.
Wait, so
he's going with the yellow submarine.
Now, are they limited or do they have
that? I don't know. I need help on that one. But they're back. And Nigel's got a couple Bundesliga plays. He's got Dortmund under 3.5. He loved Ben Dortmund under. And he's got Tottenham under 2.5. I think that's Sunday in the Premier League.
Whoa, what a putt by Cabrera Bello to almost save par. He missed it by, I mean, he missed the hole by 3 inches, but that was a beauty. He's going to have a bogey on it, but still a great read.
Jeff Siegel's back. How about Jeremy Plunk? Jeremy spoke in class today. How about that? Come on, anytime you want, Jeremy. We love Jeff. Guy gives out an $18 horse yesterday.
I'm sick because I had it written down in my notes after the show. Totally spaced it as soon as I walked out of the studio.
I fell asleep.
Yeah.
I was watching the golf. I fell asleep. I wake up. What happened? And I see the tweets. Great job, though. Belmont Park opens the fall season today. Jeff has a bet in the first race on the one horse. This filly makes her debut in this 6-furlong sprint for a barn that hits at a strong 21% with first-timers, 8-5 on the morning line. In the seventh race at Golden Gate, he likes the 5 Scherzo at 5-2 on the morning line. This English-bred filly makes her U.S. debut. She hits a high-percentage jockey and looks like she could outclass the competition. You can bet these races at FirstBet, a betting and handicapping product from ExpressBet. FirstBet features include wagering on all the top tracks. Go to first.com/Vegas500. You'll receive a $10 free bet right away, plus a $500 bonus for a wager in your first 30 days. First.com/Vegas500. Those are the picks with Jeff Siegel.
Dare I say, here comes DJ.
No.
He has 2 birdies through 6 today. He's now back to 1 over par. So he's 6 strokes off the lead. But he did not have a good day yesterday. He was 3 over.
Bubba, welcome back.
Okay.
Birdie, even. Let me give you these Andy Reid's rapid fire. Andy Reid. 17-3 ATS run in divisional road games. 27-2 straight up in division games since the middle of 2015, both losses by 1 point. He's won 15 of 16 against the division. Kansas City's won 10 in a row overall. Baltimore's won 13 in a row regular season. Detroit's lost 10 in a row. Carolina's lost 9 in a row. There's some more survivor stuff if you want to look at that.
Yep. Chuck Edel, great on betting totals. He'll give us his best bets of the weekend coming up next. We'll be right back.
The great Chuck Edel coming up in a weekend full of free bets at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Can the Nuggets win the West? Then take the Denver Dream Boost. Bet at least 50 on the Nuggets to win the series, and for every game they win, Bet Rivers will give you a $10 free bet. Whether they lose or win the series, those bets are yours to keep. You must make your bet before game one tip-off tonight. Bet Rivers, your hometown sports book with fast payout approvals and great customer service. Must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in New Jersey is Play Sugar House. TNT has the Western Conference Finals. What does Barkley say tonight? Hey, Charles, guess what? We weren't ready to go home. We're in the Western Conference Finals. You said the Nuggets had the bags packed at game five.
He's going to put the Charles Barkley guarantee on the Lakers in five. Nuggets won't do it
again. Oh, no.
That's my prediction.
All right. Get ready. As he moves the market with these totals. He's phenomenal. Chuck Edel, pro sports better on every Friday during the football season. Follow him on Twitter. A 20-1 run last year. Easy winner with Army last week. He had the Texas State game over. They scored 99 points combined. And then, how about Trubisky? How about Patricia blowing that lead again? Can you believe that? I had the Lions, too. That was vicious.
You know, the scary thing was, I don't know if you guys remember. I don't remember what I ate for dinner last night, but I remember week one last year. I talked to you guys, and I gave out the Lions against Arizona.
Yep.
Same thing, guys. Lions led to Arizona in the fourth quarter, 24-6 in that game. Arizona tied it up. They went in overtime. They both kicked the field goal, ended up tied 27-27. We had the Lions minus 2.5 in that game. So I think I learned my lesson. And Matt Patricia just can't close out these games. It's unbelievable.
Yep. All right. Let's start with let's start in the NFL. How about let's start one side you like here. Let's go back to the Colts and the Vikings. Take it away, please.
All right. Well, you know, that I was a big fan of the Colts coming into the season. The Colts are much better than they showed last week. You know, they did lose running back Marlon Mack, but they're pretty deep at running back. The rookie from Mitch's Wisconsin Badgers is going to start. Jonathan Taylor going to start a running back, and they also got a couple nice backups there. You know, the Colts in that game against Jacksonville actually outgained them 445-241. They just had a couple key turnovers. I mean, Rivers threw the ball for 363 yards. Unfortunately, he had two really bad interceptions that caused him. T.Y. Hilton had some real bad drops in the game.
Yep.
I expect them to come back, turn this thing around here a little bit. You know, they should get healthy. This Vikings defense has really dropped down a few notches compared to what we're used to seeing from them. You know, last week, they gave up 522 yards, obviously to a very good Green Bay offense, but 522 yards. They had no pass rush on Rodgers. The secondary looked lost out there. Minnesota, they lost their offense coordinator. They lost Diggs in the offseason. You know, they got Thielen is their number one wide receiver now. It's such a big thing when you go from number two to number one.
Yeah.
Now you're getting all the attention. They don't really have a really good number two wide receiver. I think Minnesota's in a little bit of trouble. Indy comes home. I think they get healthy here, laying the 3 points.
All right, college football, two totals. The man at totals. Let's start with the marquee game Saturday night, Miami and Louisville.
All right, interesting game here. Now they play. This is last year they're coming off of a game where Miami beat them 55-27. They put up 82 points in the game. This year, Miami playing much faster. They got a new offensive coordinator, Rhett Lashley. Last week in the game against UAB, they ran 79 plays in the game. Now to compare how they played last year for the season, they averaged 64.9 plays a game. Last week, 79 plays a game. And listen, the fourth quarter, they kind of took the foot off the gas. They could have even had more plays. So this is a team playing much faster. They got the new quarterback, from the transfer from Houston in King. He didn't have a great game. He worked off some rust against UAB. But, you know, he threw for 141. He rushed for 83. I think they kind of got like a practice game almost for him against that UAB team. They put up 495 yards, so they got some of the rust out. UAB was actually moving the ball at times on that Miami defense, who they lost their best tackler, their best cornerback, their sack leader from last year. So this Miami Florida defense is down. They're playing fast on offense. Meanwhile, Louisville, they're coming off a 35-21 win against Western Kentucky. They put up 487 yards in that game. They took the foot off the gas pedal as well. They got a nice quarterback in Cunningham. He threw for 343 yards. They have solid wide receivers. I think they should be able to move the ball on this Miami defense pretty good. I think it's going to be an up and down game. both teams. And as Miami, like I said, you know, watched that game last week playing very fast. Mm-hmm. I like this total over. I think it's 64.5 right now.
Yep. Okay. Another over. Let's go Louisiana Tech and Southern Miss. Take it away.
All right. Interesting game here. You know, last week, Southern Miss, they played horrible. They were playing South Alabama. Guys were running wrong routes. Defense didn't have the, they just looked very unorganized in the game. After the game, their head coach quit. He resigned, Jay Hopson. Right after one game, he threw in the towel. So now comes into Scott Walden. He's 30 years old. He's been compared to Cliff Kingsbury. In 2016, Walden took over. He was the youngest coach in the NC2A. He led Division III Texas Baptist. They averaged 49.9 points a game, 568 yards a game. So this guy is very creative. Supposed to be a super intelligent offensive guy. Expect a lot of playing fast as well here for this. I think it was a good move here, taking over for Southern Miss, who actually has a pretty good team. They did have trouble rushing the ball, but Abraham, their quarterback, last week threw for 314 yards. They could throw. They got some wide receivers. Unfortunately, their defense, Southern Miss, not too good. They gave up 526 yards to a South Alabama team. Southern Miss should be able to throw on this Louisiana Tech secondary. Very weak this year. They're replacing 9 starters on defense, Louisiana Tech. So they're really kind of starting over on defense. They had a good team last year. They won 10 games, but now replacing 9 guys. Their offense is pretty much all there. They put up a lot of points last year. Now, they do have to replace the quarterback, but they got 2 good quarterbacks who are going to share duty in this game. But this is a team who scored a lot of points last year, and I expect another shootout here between these two teams. And I think that one's sitting at about 58.5.
Yep.
Have you had a lot? What are you doing on Saturdays? Do you have a lot of plays in your portfolio? Are you not a lot of opportunities because of the schedule? A lot of games, I think 14 games have been postponed. Are you getting, you think you'll have a lot more plays once we get SEC in a couple weeks in the Big Ten?
Yeah, it would be more as more games go, there'd be more plays. But yeah, I have a lot, you know, even this week, I have a lot more plays. You know, listen, we're talking here, it's Friday.
Yep.
I mean, a lot of these numbers, even some of these numbers, you know, the numbers have moved. I'm not going to sit here and say to take, Houston plus 3.5 when, maybe I took plus 7 in the game, you know. So I got to go with the current market when, you know, for the show here. But I still think these are good plays. But, yeah, I do. I definitely have some other plays going here for this
week. All right, my friend. Excellent job. We'll talk to you next week. Good luck.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, thank you, guys. Take care.
Great job. Pro sports better. Phenomenal. Chuck Edel. Peters with another bogey. Show me some bite. Mm. Let's go. Another bogey.
And Wolf missed a birdie by about 2 feet.
Okay.
Less than that, actually.
You imagine? I mean, what's the analogy I'm looking for there? Where you got the guy who runs the golf course.
The golf pro?
Well, the guy who was ticked off. What would the email say?
Groundskeeper.
Whatever it was. He's so, this is your moment to shine. It's all, this is so difficult. What a treacherous court. And then they take it out of your hands. Around, they take it out of your hands, and it becomes easy, and it's 5 under.
Well, for day one, anyway.
Right.
Evidently,
but I don't blame him to be ticked off.
Oh, this is your baby.
That's right. It's like I pride myself on this. This is a very difficult course. We know the last two guys was it 5 over, and said they brought Hale Irwin on yesterday. He won it in 74 at 7 over. Guys were intimidated and they were scared.
I will say,
and then here they come out and it's 5 under and 2 hole-in-ones and
look at the way the greens are formed though. Look at this. Right now, Rom, this is for par. Look at the waviness of it, the undulating greens here. And he made it, by the way, was for par.
Yeah, it was. Good.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So he's 1 under now for the tournament. He's even for the day. But some of this stuff, I mean, like the way they're shaped, they fall off a cliff. Put the pin placements in the right spot, and these guys are going to struggle all weekend long. Yeah, Peter's now 4 under. Thomas tees off later in the day, as is your guy, Slim Pat. Got to go over these.
DJ is 1 over, too. 1 over for the tournament.
Good job by the South Point. They put these up every single weekend for college football and the NFL. So who's going to score the first touchdown tomorrow in the 9 a.m. Pacific games? Lafayette is 9-2. Oklahoma State against Tulsa. They're plus 375.
Oklahoma State. Hubbard will break one. Plus 375.
Okay.
They'll score a minute in.
And then you can bet on which team's going to score the most points for the day. Oklahoma State in that same game, they're 6-1. SMU against North Texas. That's going to be a shootout, isn't it?
Yes.
They're 9-1.
I would think so.
Let's see here. Miami in that game, Chuck expects a lot of points. Miami's 18-1. Louisville is 15-1.
Okay, outside of the Dallas game, because that's the total's 54. Find me something in the early game Sunday. Give me the team that's going to score the first touchdown in the early games. I love that prop.
How about Baltimore right down the field?
Late game.
That's a late game?
That's a late game.
Okay.
The Packers are 9-1. Falcons 12, Cowboys 10. 49ers 12. God, it's a fun prop.
What else?
Look at some Giants 25, Jags 25. How about the Panthers 18-1? Teddy hits one early. No?
Yeah, he could find McCaffrey streaking down the field and he could take it 63 yards to pay dirt, right away in the game. That could happen. I don't think McCaffrey's going to run the ball. The Buccaneers defense, it's still a tough defense to run on. And I watched a lot of that Panthers game against the Raiders. Bridgewater does do the dinking and dunking quite a bit.
Highest scoring team Sunday. Tampa 10-1, Dallas 10-1, Green Bay 10-1, Ravens 10-1, Chiefs 9-1. Arizona's 12.
I don't see the Texans getting props. A lot of stops. Yeah,
I love those props.
You said Baltimore's what, 10-1?
Highest scoring team, yeah, 10-1.
Oh, boy, they are going to score a lot of points, are they not? Against that defense?
You're right with the rushing yards. Could get out of hand. You're giving up .168 since week 11 on average.
That'll do it for today's program. Good luck with your bets this weekend. Back with Michael Lombardi and Nick Bogdanovich on Monday.